This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really want to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
a 5-point second half for Botkins, which is still amazingly right in this game. Pretty baseline left. Goes to the rim. Great feed. Carter Kleiman got it for two. 36-34. Botkins within a goal. 3:22 to go, fourth quarter. Blocked on the play.
Wow.
Blocked on the play. Jacob Kleiman. Outlet to Paul. Botkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Good! Botkins up one. Botkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
What a great shot, a great break, and what an incredibly great block by Kleiman at the other end. I mean, he just stuffed him.
38-37. Trojans trail. Jamison Meyer back on the floor for Botkins. Carter Kleiman inbounding right of the rim. On the arc to Jamison. He lets it fly from 30. It's good! It's good! Botkins up two. Botkins up two. Jacob Kleiman to the stripe. 7:4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Kleiman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk, it fell through. Botkins up four. Botkins up four. 44-40. 7:4 remaining. Is there any denying this is by far the best D4 boys basketball team in the state of Ohio in 2021? No.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And they're going to get that really nice gold trophy to put in their case to be able to show everybody that they were.
Colleen Brandewee knocks it down. She hurled in a triple, a high archer. Redskins 51, Convoy Crestview 20. Fort Worth, AP poll champs 3 straight years. This is state title number 3 in the last 8 completed OHSAA state tourneys. Here's Riley on a step. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Worth.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Normie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished. Fort Laramie denied an opportunity to play in the state championship 1 year ago because of the health crisis. Comes back in a big way here in 2020-21 to win the state title easily, beating Convoy Crestview 66-24 and McDonald 60-26. Wow. No doubt who the best club is in the state in girls D4.
No, there wasn't one when we got here, but they certainly went out there and proved it.
And again, congrats to the Redskins seniors. Caitlin Gaston, Corinne Heitkamp, Kenzie Holcher, Dana Rose, Jaden Goodoff, Clara Gebhardt, Paige Eilerman.
They had to wait 2 years to get this, and boy, they never lost focus, ever.
Baseline left, Soldis. Oh, what a maneuver. Oh, what a maneuver. Great drive. Soldis, head fake to the rack for a deuce.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. It's a noisy Tri-Village High School gymnasium in southwestern Dark County. The scene at tonight's game between the Rushi girls and the Tri-Village girls. Could be a very exciting game. These two clubs, no strangers to each other. They played 5 times in the last 4 years, Rushi and Tri-Village. Tri-Village has won every single one. Beat Rushi last year twice, 62-45 in the regular season, and then 52-43 in the district championship game at Troy, a game in which Rushi got within a bucket in the last couple minutes but could not get tied.
Back in 2018-19, Tri-Village won a regular season game, 45-33 over Rushi. The year before, at Tri-Village a winner, 40-22 in the season, 53-42 in the district. Very busy week, Chuck, here on scoresbroadcast.com. Tri-Village, Rushi tonight, Fort Loramie girls, Botkins on Thursday at the Botkins gym, Fort Loramie at Minster on Saturday. We might see, three or four girls teams just this week who will play in the district and or regional tournaments in late February or early March.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're looking at the same group of teams. They've had such a good role, Loramie,
yep.
Rushi, Tri-Village. There's just a group of them, and they're going to be there again. That's just all there is to it. And we're going to see a lot of them.
These two clubs can score points. They're big inside. We do understand that Tri-Village will likely be missing a couple of regulars. Two tall young ladies, Megan Downing, over 6 feet tall, Morgan Hunt at 5'10", both averaging well in the double digits. Broke a team rule, not participating in this game tonight. That clearly gives Rushi a height advantage on the interior.
Well, it would have been great to see Tri-Village at their strength, at their full strength. But, it is what it is. Coach Gray had to make a decision. Young coaches would ask me, you can get me. And I said, don't ever make a rule you can't live with your best player and your worst player. And that's probably, he didn't want to do this tonight.
No.
But the kids don't give you a choice.
Chuck, you said it best. Extremely well. Last year in the tourney, when these two clubs locked horns, C.C. Borchers dropped home three. She is the leading three-point shooter this year for Rushi, over 50% behind the arc. She's been red, red hot. Ella Haney, Tri-Village in the tournament last. Riley Sagister, who drilled 4 threes, 16 points in that game a year ago in the tourney. She will play in this game tonight, and you've got to be on her, Chuck. The moment she crosses the center line, because she can light it up from downtown New Madison.
She's kind of the McCain Finkenbein of the girls' programs.
Yep.
And she's a good shooter. She's a really heady basketball player. Handles the ball well. Plays good defense. You can tell her dad is a basketball coach, because kids that come up in basketball settings just have a little bit of an advantage.
Rushi, by way of record, 4-1 on the year. Tri-Village 3-1. Each club lost to a juggernaut. Rushi was beaten by Fort Loramie, and Tri-Village lost here to Cincinnati Country Day.
Oh, yeah.
By 2 points, 56-54. Rushi has beaten Sydney, 66-56. Also scored a win over Minster, 57-30. Down to Houston, 69-38. And Fairlawn, 66-28. I mentioned C.C. Borchers, leading scorer on the year for Rushi, 12.6. Ella Haney, 11. Kate Sherman, 10. Simone put off 7. Sophie Francis and Maya Monin, 5 points each. Again, the height advantage to Rushi tonight. Normally, this would be a game of bigs.
Oh, yeah.
Going at it on the inside might wind up being a game of three-point shooting.
But it might be. It would have been fun to see Sherman and I'm going to go brain dead here. Haney,
right,
play against Downing, but we're not going to get to see that matchup tonight.
Tri-Village has defeated Mississinewa Valley, 61-28. Trotwood, 79-40. And Tri-County North, 74-19. Of course, Tri-Village plays in the Cross-County Conference, Rushi in the Shelby County Athletic League. The lone loss, as we mentioned, suffered by Tri-Village this year, 56-54 to Country Day a couple weekends ago. Riley Sagister was limited 9 points, 3 threes. Morgan Hunt at 18. Megan Downing on the inside, only 5. Tori Richards had a good game, double digits. Cincinnati Country Day is tall and lanky and got out to a big 9-point lead after a quarter, 13 at the half. Tri-Village rallied, could not pull even late. keep in mind, the last 2 years, Country Day was derailed in the tournament by Fort Loramie. Last year in the district, 2 years ago in the regional.
Right, and the thing about Country Day you got to know is what they had coming back is not necessarily what they went out and recruited for their basketball team. They've got their private school, and they have the advantage of bringing in kids that want to play.
Yep.
So
you're so right.
To me, it's an uneven playing field, but it is what it is.
Earlier this week, we talked to Paul Bremigen, new girls head coach here at Rushi. 31 years, boys coach at Rushi, 4 years at Troy. He highlighted numerous things in our conversation. He said emphasis last week or so on ball handling, half-court offense, consistently good defense to take the pressure off the offense. And he said, hey, we've played a real good schedule so far. We like it. 4 out of 6 games against strong.
Really concentrating and focusing. I think that was a point of emphasis and just continue constant and, you know, keeping that good every night so that, you know, we can, compete at nights and whenever, you know, the ball isn't going through the hole. I mean, so we've got to really work on that. Our rebounding's been real good and we need to be that big constant too.
Single out a few players with whom you've been really pleased so far this season.
I think it's hard to single out one or two. They've all done everything that we've asked them all the way, you know, 1 through 8 or 9. I think that we've got contributions from Maya Monin and Simone Putoff off the bench. They've come in and just kept our level of play at a level with when we have everybody in. So and that's what you need when you go to your bench. You don't want your level of play to drop off. And you know, we've got, you know, I think Reese Kubo's done a nice job on the floor, you know, just handling the ball. And Kate and Ella have done a nice job in the post. And so, you know, they've all done what they needed to do to help us be successful.
Hey, you've coached 30-some years through the holiday season, the month of December. Practice schedules are all over the place. There's no school for a while. Routines change.
Right.
Talk about your approach to it as a head coach.
We don't change a whole lot. I try to keep practice the same, easier on everybody.
Sure.
You know, I try to go in the morning and just try to, you know, just try to keep the same routine as much as you can. And you know, they're going to do what they're going to do. I mean, but you know, for 2 hours, we want them to be focused on what we want to do. And I've been with a letdown during the holidays. You know, the kids pretty well stay pretty focused and wanting to be here. And so they're doing a good job of that. And we'll do a good job of that.
Hey, you've had a tough test with Mendip Tri-Village in the game tonight. Cool test for you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, these teams are all, you know, there's, you know, 4 teams there that were 6 games. They're, you know, pretty good teams. So that's how you learn. You find out what you got to do to get better, and you know, that's what we're focused on. I mean, we've got, you know, Tri-Village, you know, they've got everybody better. We're looking forward to the challenge, and I know these girls will get after it.
Words of Paul Bremigen, head girls coach here at Rushi, after having coached on the boys' side for 31 years. Brad Gray is the mentor of the Tri-Village girls program. He said he was so fortunate getting the start to lead the girls program back in 2006. Before that, he began coaching on the boys' side here at Tri-Village.
It's been a great 16 years, Jack. I mean, it's, you know, I've been very fortunate and blessed to kind of fall into a situation here at Tri-Village High School when I moved down to this area and you know, happened to know a guy who was the head boys basketball coach at the time by the name of Lee Faulkner. And he gave me my start coaching on the boys' side, and then I you know, kind of fell into it on the girls' side as the head coach once Jim Maples gave it up. And it's just the, you know, the passion that this community has for the game of basketball makes it a really fun place to coach, because, I mean, you know, people want to have success. They expect you to have success. You know, I don't want to use the word pressure, but it kind of is. It's a pressure to have success, but, you know, I want expectation
for you.
Like I said, I've been fortunate to have some really good players, great parents who support our kids and give them, you know, every opportunity that they need to go out and make themselves better, and then, you know, we obviously benefit from that at the high school level.
Hey, your schedule is virtually split right down the middle, league, non-league, and your non-conference schedule is really stringent. It's tough. You've beefed it up.
Yeah, we have. You know, we feel like we're at a point where to get over that hump, you mentioned, you know, we've been to the regionals for a few years here, but we've not been able to get over that hump. And I think, you know, going out and scheduling the teams that we've been able to schedule, you know, time will tell. I mean, we don't know if it's going to get us over that hump, but I think, you know, if we're able to get over that hump, it's going to be probably because of the schedule that we've played this year.
You've benefited from being able to play some of your athletes as early as their 9th and 10th grade years. They've gotten a lot of varsity experience. They played together for several seasons, and you are seeing the benefits from all of that.
Yeah, we are. You know, it starts with, you know, we have a senior, Megan Downing, who's been a varsity starter since her freshman year. Then we have Riley Sagister, Morgan Hunt, who currently are juniors. They've been starting since their freshman year. You know, Tori Richards, who's also a junior, got to, you know, get some minutes as a freshman, even though they were limited minutes. And then last year started her whole sophomore year. And our other starter, my daughter Delaney Gray, is also a two-year starter as a senior. But obviously has grown up around the game, being a coach's kid. So we feel like our starting five is a starting five. It's a seasoned group. Riley Sagister, another daughter of a head coach. So, you know, and Josh, our boys coach. So we have a couple kids who have kind of grown up in a gym and been gym rats and experience at the girls level. And even our kids that come off the bench, we've got experience with some seniors. So another sophomore, Bella Black, who got some varsity minutes last year as a freshman.
Hey, a brief summary of your approach, your philosophy, man-to-man, zone, up-tempo. Do you slow it down, play half court?
You know, if we could really pick what we wanted to do, we really like to, but, and you know, you've seen us in the past, we run a lot of half-court sets. So if we have to play half-court offense, we're very comfortable in that style. We love to run a lot of sets to kind of get our, you know, the kids that we want getting shots and getting the right kind of shots. Defensively, we've primarily been a half-court man-to-man team, and that's kind of still what our bread and butter has been.
And Rushi is another one of those real strong non-league opponents on your schedule.
Yeah, you know, it's a team that we've become very familiar with. We've seen them frequently in the postseason tournament over the last few years. We've also played them in the regular season over the last few years. So, you know, some of these years here recently, we've had two matchups with them every year. They do have a new coach this year, and Coach Remigen, you know, he's a guy who's obviously had a ton of success. Guy's got, you know, probably approaching 500 wins. You know, he had a lot of success on the boys' side, and I'm sure he's going to do the same on the girls' side.
Words of Brad Gray, 16-year head girls coach here at Tri-Village. Patriots 5-0 versus Rushi in the last 4 years. Will Tri-Village extend that streak tonight? Will Rushi bring it to a halt? Tip-off starting lineups upcoming just a few minutes. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. Key building components tonight for Rushi. Use the size on the inside. Ella Haney, Kate Sherman, because Tri-Village may be a little undermanned. Morgan Hunt, Megan Downing are both out. Big building component for Tri-Village. Rely on the phenomenal three-point shooting of Riley Sagister behind the arc. She can make it once she gets across the midcourt stripe. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. JV game tonight won by the Rushi Raiders over Tri-Village. Varsity Tilt is upcoming. I'm Jack along with Chuck here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGill and Tangeman FH.com.
We've got a one minute radio station break upcoming right now. 1 minute radio station break upcoming before the start of our game tonight between Rushi and Tri-Village girls action from here at New Madison on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
The Rushi girls are on the road wearing the blue from top to bottom. Blue jerseys, blue shorts, gold numerals outlined in white. Tri-Village in the home white, red numbers, a lot of red and blue trim. Starting five for Rushi, C.C. Borchers, 5'9", junior. Kate Sherman, 6'2", junior. Ella Haney, 6-foot-tall, senior. Reese Gubo, 5'6", junior. And Sophie Francis, a 5'11", senior. It is Tri-Village winning the opening tap to start the game. Riley Sagister's got the ball in the arc. 5'7", junior. Delaney Gray, a 5'3", senior, starts. Tori Richards, a 5'7", junior in the opening five, with Maddie Bennett, a 5'10", senior, and Bella Black, a 5'10", sophomore. And the opening field goal of this game is registered by Delaney Gray. Daughter of the head coach, Brad Gray, gets a deuce. And Tri-Village settles back into a 2-3 zone defense against Rushi here at the start.
That's the first time Rushi's got to be able to set up their offense. They touched it twice, turned it over twice.
Here is Rushi going down low on the right, muscling toward the rim as Sophie Francis puts up a 5-footer, can't get it to go. Rebound on the arc, Rushi's got it back. Drive to the basket, shot by Borcher, short, no. Rebound left corner, Sophie Francis. Rushi still controlling. Again, Megan Downing, Morgan Hunt out. Not playing the night for Tri-Village. Here's a good drive through the paint area. Missed by Haney. Boy, oh boy, a lid on it for the Raiders. Ball knocked out. by Tri-Village. Still, Rushi possession. What, Chuck, 0 for 4 from inside 6 feet?
Yeah, I don't know how Ellis' shot did not go in.
2-0 in favor of Tri-Village, opening 90 seconds. On the arc, Borgers open, steps inside the arc. Guns a 17-footer off the back frame. Long rebound in the lane. Haney on the floor, along with Sophie Francis. Two Tri-Village players are there. Torrey Richards and Bella Black, ball out of bounds. Rushi retains it again, interrupted by the ball being knocked out a couple times. This is a lengthy possession, to say the least.
Four offensive rebounds. They need to put something in the basket on this time, and here's turned it over.
C.C. Borchers goes baseline left into a thicket of players, tries to muscle one up, block taken away by Tri-Village. Dribble drive, Sagister down the lane, goes opposite in the right corner to Bella Black. On the arc with a three-point shooter, Delaney Gray. She begins hotter than a firecracker. A two-pointer, a three-pointer for Delaney Gray. And Tri-Village is in front, 5-0. Rushi against the zone, goes to Haney, baseline right. Now to Kate Sherman in the corner. Cutting through the lane, twisting, turning, Sophie Francis, foul. In the act of shooting, Sophie gets two.
Ball movement against the zone is pretty good. They're just not putting the ball in the basket.
Nope, not finishing. Rushi's had makeable shots, enough to be up maybe 6-5 or 8-5. But there has been a cap on the rim so far for the Raiders, shooting in bad luck. Free throw by Sophie Francis, right on the mark. The 5'11 senior drains it. Rushi on the board. 5:43 to go first quarter. It is 5-1 in favor of Tri-Village. Playing without Megan Downing and Morgan Hunt, two tall young ladies who are the two leading scorers on the team. Well, I shouldn't say that. Two of the top three. Ronnie Sagister is up there as well. Rushi missed the second free throw, got the rebound back, missed his shot, got another rebound, went to the basket, fouled again.
Seven offensive rebounds, 1 point.
Crazy numbers. You'll never find a game with stats like that, Chuck, in the first 2.5 minutes ever. Right back at the stripe, Sophie Francis. She's got a pair. Kicks high into the air and off. No good. 5-1, Tri-Village. Sophie, 1 of 3 at the stripe. Second free throw, spins the ball in her hands. Lets it fly, and it looks good. Swish. Noisy boys section across the way representing Tri-Village. 5-2 score, 5:20 left, opening quarter. Patriots have the ball on the arc at Sagister. Backs up, wants to shoot the three, can't do it. Tries to throw to Maddie Bennett in the middle, and the ball's popped in the air by Rushi. Raiders come down with it. Quickly, forecourt right. C.C. Borchers open from 8, missed it. It hit the back iron, kicked away. Barreling down the floor on the run, goes Tri-Village in the lane. Riley Sagister could have been offensive. No call, shot was blown. Rebound Rushi. Hectic pace at the moment. 5-2, Tri-Village, 4:51 to go, opening quarter. Ella Haney on the arc, outside the right to C.C. Borchers. Zone defense, Tri-Village. Rushi yet to get a field goal. Oh, good pass there. Oh, nice dish. Sherman to Haney. Good bounce pass. The extra dish made the difference.
Great pass.
Beautiful feed by Rushi, leading to a goal on the interior. 5-4. Tri-Village up one. A lot of dribbling here by Riley Sagister out of the arc. The 5'7 junior, who can be a three-point marksman. She's got radar from long distance. She gave it up, got it back, 25 feet away. Defensive job applied to Sophie Francis here. Ball is thrown opposite, left corner. Three-point shot, lot of rim and in. Boy, it bounced around forever. Finally dropped home. Good jump shot thrown in on the play by a newcomer in off the bench, Caitlin Robinson, a 5'6 senior. Chuck, that ball bounced on the iron forever, usually from behind the arc. You don't get that feather-like touch.
No, that stayed up there, and when it hit the second time, I thought that's going to stay in.
And Rushi down the floor, goes to the basket hard in the lane, and Tri-Village slaps it away off the leg of a Raider player. 3:43 to go, first quarter. Here's Tri-Village's Dagaster barging down the left side of the lane, out of control. Defensive foul called in the act of shooting. Well, you can tell with Hunt and Downing gone tonight for Tri-Village, Sagaster is putting this team on her back. She's doing a lot of ball handling, penetrating, looking to dish and assist teammates. She made a great pass, Chuck, assisting Robinson on that three-point shot.
She assisted Robinson, and she assisted Gray on hers. So yep. She's got two points. She's got two assists.
And the left-hander, Riley Sagaster, has just dropped home two free ones to lift Tri-Village to a 10-4 lead. 3:35 to go in the first quarter. Here is Rushi throwing opposite from one corner to the other. Maya Monin missed the 10-footer. Rebound in the lane. Up and in by Simone Putoff. She got the friendly kick on the iron. 10-6. Tri-Village up 4. 3:18 to go first quarter. Sagaster plenty of dribbling out near midcourt. Wants to drive. Squeezes between two players. And a reach is called against Rushi. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one agency again, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Long three-pointer missed by Delaney Gray of Tri-Village. Rebound to midcourt, and then Tri-Village tracks it down but throws it away out of bounds.
That last possession, put off, picked up her second foul, so he had to come sit down.
That hurts. 2:53 to go, opening period. Rushi's got the ball 25 feet away. Maya Monin throws into the lane to Sophie Francis. A cluster of players in a white jersey shakes it free. Here's Tri-Village on the run. Sagaster darts into the lane, feeds a teammate. It is laid up and missed on the play by Tori Richards. Rushi back the other way. Open three-point shot. Bombs away. C.C. Borchers lights it up from long range. 10-9. Tri-Village's lead trimmed to 1. 2:21 to go, opening period. Action is fast-paced. Good ball game. Dribbling. Sagaster. Finally, it cost her 5-second count. Good call.
Yep, she wasn't going anywhere with that time. I mean, nope. And a lot of times, her teammates kind of tend to watch her.
Yes. So many thanks tonight to Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High-quality furniture priced right. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. Here is Rushi, loose ball in the lane, and the Raiders get it. Short shot missed by Sophie Francis. Tie up on the rebound, Tri-Village Arrow. Possession, Patriots.
Wow. Francis had a point blank that time, and she shot it too hard.
Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Everything priced right. High quality furniture. GOFFENA. GoffneyFurniture.com. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center. A Scores founding partner. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. 10-9 Tri-Village with the ball. Minute 45 to go, first quarter. Sagaster splits a couple defenders. Throws it left corner. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. From the extreme corner, Delaney Gray misshot it. But Chuck, it clipped the side of the backboard, and it went in.
Yeah, she couldn't do that again if her life depended on it.
How in the world did that ever go down? Delaney Gray says, that's how I planned it.
I've got 8 points.
Rushi threw it away, and then Sagaster came down the floor, chucked up a three. No, it was Tori Richards who let it fly for Tri-Village. A bit hasty, Rushi came away with a rebound. 13-9, Tri-Village. Oh, Dipsy Doo maneuver. Kate Sherman to the rim. Missed. Wow, the Raiders, 7 or 8 shots inside 5 or 6 feet. They've all gone off the rim and out. And quickly barreling down the floor toward the rim goes Tori Richards on the play for Tri-Village. And this quick Tri-Village bunch is racking up the fouls on Rushi. A two-shot variety coming up here. Tori Richards, 2 bounces. Shot puts it up in the air. No good off the flange. 13-9, Tri-Village. 55.7 to go here in the first quarter. Rushi's missed enough easy ones, Chuck, to be up by 6 or 8 points.
Yeah, no doubt.
Second shot by Richard Swish. 14-9. 5-point lead, Dry Village. Maya Monin's got it 25 feet away. 5'7 junior in off the bench for Rushi. A zone applied to Tri Village. It's been sticky. Baseline left. CC Borchers around the player. Lays it up on the rim. It hangs. It does not go in, but a foul is called in the act of shooting. CC's got two. I guess technically on the shot chart, when you're fouled like that, you don't count it as a shot, right?
Correct.
Free throw. Good. In the act of shooting, two awarded to C.C. Borchers, the 5'9 junior. 40.5 to go, first quarter, 14-10. Tri-Village over Rushi. Second shot, Borchers, way short. Rebound volleyballed around. Haney's got it in the paint. Back to the basket. Spin move. Missed it short from 4 feet. I don't believe it. Rebound down to Tri-Village. Two-on-one break. Bounce pass. Layup. Good! Caitlin Robinson on the finish, 16-10, Tri-Village. Rushi continues to misfire from short range. I mean very short range, nearly point blank. High right, Reese Gubo's got it for the Raiders. 9-8-7, first quarter winding down. Ball thrown right corner, jump shot Sherman high in the air, overshot it, stick back rebound blocked. Tri-Village at midcourt, and the first quarter closes. Inspired opening period from Tri-Village without two of its three leading players here tonight in Morgan Hunt and Megan Downing. 16-10 Tri-Village over Rushi after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But do you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit frcohio.org.
Oh, so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw and Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. Secure Com in Minster, SECURCOM. Online at securecom.com, the pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. Our radio station sponsors, Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, Minster Bank, Reese Insurance in Sydney, Sydney Chiropractic, Sydney Tire, Best One Tire, and TC Sports in Sydney. Rushi gets the ball to start the second quarter, and the Raiders miss again. This one from 7 or 8 feet, but Kate Sherman is there. She's hacked up on the rebound try, and she's awarded two.
Well, they're 3 of 6 from the free throw line. They need to knock these home.
Kate Sherman fires and strokes it in. 16-11. 5-point lead, Tri-Village. Opening 15 seconds. Second quarter play. Sherman cans each one. 4-point game, 16-12. Sophie Francis has got the tough role of guarding Riley Sagister. Tri-Village puts the pressure on her at midcourt. Good job. Very thorough, and it caused a turnover.
Yep, they came up and trapped her, and she tried to throw a pass that was just wasn't there.
Rushi darting down the floor. CC Borchers motoring down the paint, driving, shooting, and flicks it in off the backboard. Nicely done by CC. 16-14. Rushi within two. Long three-point try. Tri-Village wide left. That one didn't go down. Good try by Sagister. Here's Rushi quickly, forecourt right. Ball is dropped to Sophie Francis. Tri-Village has got it back. It is a high-octane pace to this game tonight. 1 minute gone, second quarter. Through the top of the circle with the ball, it is Tori Richards. Baseline left, it is Sagister, hemmed in by 1, 2 blue jerseys, and eventually Brad Gray, head coach of the Patriots, gets a timeout. 6:46 left in the second. 16-14 Tri-Village over Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
And so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to the Family Resource Center, based in Findlay, an office in Sydney. FRCOhio.com, the Family Resource Center. We believe people recover. Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. Receive online care at victorioushealth.com. That's Victorious, V-I-C-T-R-E-S-S. You are treated individually with functional medicine. Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home in Sydney, serving families with dignity and respect. Here's Torrey Richards swerving through the lane for Tri-Village. Oh, a nice left-hand attempt.
It was.
A running half-hook swirled in and out. No good. Rebound, Rushi down the floor to Sherman. Sherman inside. Turnaround, Jay. Got it. We're tied up at 16. Kate Sherman netting a couple free throws and a big goal right there. We're deadlocked. Here's Riley Sagas. They're on the loose. Passes off to Richards. Driving, shoots, and scores. Torrey Richards split the defenders. Went right through a couple blue jerseys. Two-point lead, Tri-Village. Rushi attacking down to her left. Ball thrown baseline left, Ella Haney. On top to C.C. Borchers. Three-pointer en route. No good. Off the iron. Rebound down to Tri-Village, which is up to 18-16. Game was tied at 16 with 6 to go in the second. Tri-Village, far left side of the floor. It is Delaney Gray. Bounce pass for Richards. Intercepted. Great steal by C.C. Borchers down the floor. Lost it, got it back, and laid it through. Nice finish. Good persistence by Borchers.
Good job of staying with us. She got the first one blocked and grabbed the rebound.
Tied at 18. On the loose goes Sagister below the rim. Missed the shot. Hit the underneath side of the board. She got it back, but was out of bounds.
Yep.
Timeout called. Tie at 18. 5:17 left, second quarter. Rushi, Tri-Village in a good girls game here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market. And for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
And we thank Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Wygant Real Estate and Development. Phone 419-628-3107. These three Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, we say hello to them. A lot of gratitude to Francis Schulze and Superior. Thank you very much. Plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. New address at 575 East Main in Rushi. Let's make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. Well, the Raiders misfire after the timeout. Tri-Village has the ball with the score tied at 18. Riley Sagister's got it. How many points for her so far, Chuck?
Two free throws.
That's it. Not a field goal. And just as I say that, she tries to pour one in from long range. Oh, that was Delaney Gray who chucked one up there. No. Long rebound, Richards. Richards out of control. Into traffic. Big cluster of players on the interior. She goes down, body slide. Good no call.
I think so, too.
Shot was not even close, out of bounds to Rucci. Chuck, you and I are usually in agreement from up here a good 15 feet off the floor. This is a good perspective from which to not only announce a game, but referee a game.
Oh, yeah. All my years on the bench, I never missed a call.
Rucci's got it. We're tied at 18. 4 minutes left, second quarter. Here's a jump shot. Three-pointer Raiders. Good! Maya Monin, and she was behind the arc by an inch. She's credited with a triple. 5'7 junior Maya Monin zeroes in from long range. 21-18. Rucci up three. Sagister counters. 24-footer by Riley. We're tied up at 21.
She does such a nice job of stepping into the defender like she's going to go around and then steps back for the three.
Wow, what teamwork by Rucci. And a dynamite finish on the inside. A junior, two passes preceded that goal, Chuck. Outstanding assist by the Raiders. 23-21 Rucci. 3:21 to go here in the second quarter of play. Bad pass, Tri Village. Loose ball picked up by Reese Gubo. She swivels toward the rim, shovels it, left hand, no good. Over the back on Haney of the Raiders.
Head coach. Not a very good attempt that time.
No. Head coach Paul Bremigen, head coach Brad Gray. Neither one super pleased with the officiating at the moment. Going to tell you what, Chuck, the last couple shots at each end, really out of control attempts. You just don't give the offense the benefit of the doubt.
Nope, and that was a foul on Haney. That was her second.
She's got two. Who else, two? Francis?
Don't remember.
I think maybe Sophie's got a couple.
Yeah, she does have two.
3 minutes left here in the second quarter. Ball poked away out of bounds by Rucci, side court. 3 minutes even. Clock counting down. 257, 256, 23, 21. Rucci up two. Raiders got it even at 16. Shot fake on the arc by Delaney Gray. She dribbles into the middle, tried to filter her way down the lane. A couple blue jerseys resisted. Ball on the floor. Players claw for it. Arrow favors Tri-Village, which will keep it underneath the Patriots' goal.
Gray got away with about three steps that time.
She sure did. The ball inbounded by Sagister on the arc, hauled in by Maddie Bennett. The 5'10 senior hasn't touched it often in this game. Gave it up, goes back to her post position. Here's Sagister, high dribble. Well, that was a turnover, not called, a palming. Loose ball picked up by Tri-Village. Three-pointer left flank. Delaney Gray overshoots it. Rebound caroms out of bounds right corner. Rucci up two with the ball. 2:24 to go second quarter.
Yeah, the backboard didn't get in the way of that shot, so it didn't go in.
Yeah, she had the most unbelievable bank shot from the extreme corner. She was almost behind the backboard, Chuck, and it glanced in off the glass.
Yeah, I mean, if you're playing horse, you're going to win with that shot. Nobody else is going to make it.
Ball knocked out of bounds. Right corner by Rucci.
Oh, my goodness.
Raiders had trouble in their half-court offense that trip down. Coughed it up. Tri-Village possession, 23-21 in favor of the Raiders. 2:11 left here in the second stanza. Here is Sagister barging down the right side of the floor. Good hedge by Rucci. They cover up Riley, who tries to loop a pass into the corner. Picked off. Sherman on the intercept. That was excellent D on Sagister by the Raiders.
It was, and I'll tell you, this is where they miss Morgan Hunt because she handles the basketball for them.
She sure does. Low post Sherman gives it up on the arc. Jump shot. Line drive. Good. C.C. Borchers nets it.
She's got a seven-point quarter going.
And it's a five-point game. Was that ruled a triple by CC? It was.
Yeah.
Three-point goal. I had her making a long deuce. Apparently, she inched behind the line just enough. Deflection by Rucci in Tri-Village's half court. And one referee calls it over and back. No way. This will get corrected.
He blew the whistle, I think, so he could ask.
This will get corrected.
I think that was a good play.
Oh, no.
Oh, now it wasn't.
Oh, my goodness. That is a horrific call. Clearly deflected by Rucci.
Yeah.
That's where our vantage point really pays off.
Well, I like the fact that he didn't know, so he blew his whistle and came and asked the guy on that side. The guy on that side blew the call.
Raiders say we will take it. Bad call goes against Tri Village. That was a mistake. It was not over and back. It was touched by Rushi. Ball trickled into backcourt. It was picked up by Tri Village. Whistle blew. Referees conferred. And it wasn't a case where the call was confirmed by the other guy. He said, well, it'll stand.
I saw him toss a coin, and okay. I think heads came up.
Ball is lost out of bounds in the right corner. Punched out of bounds by Tri Village. No rule to jump. Arrow favors Rushi, which is up five. Final 70 seconds, first half. Trophy Francis goes to work down inside. Shot partially blocked by Bennett of Tri Village. Patriots down the floor. Sagister wants to go into the paint area. Now takes it back out. Circles the wagons near midcourt. Hands it off to Torrey Richards. Richards to Sagister. Steps back. Shoots the three. A long high archer from nearly 30. No. Rebound Sherman. Tie up. Arrow favors Tri Village. Wow. Was that a 30-footer by Sagister or what, Chuck?
Yeah, it was right on the rim, too.
29 at least, wasn't it?
Yeah. 29-6.
49.9 to go here in the second quarter of play. Rushi 26, Tri Village 21. Bennett inbounds to Richards, and we've got a foul away from the ball below the rim. Jockeying for position down on the inside was Riley Sagister.
Yeah, she threw an elbow that time, and they saw it.
Three quarters of a minute to go here in the first half. It's been an entertaining one.
Probably up and down the floor for no more points than we've got, that's for sure.
Right. Here's C.C. Borchers outside the arc on the left to Maya Monin. Back to C.C. Slips down the right side of the lane on the run. Wild shot. High off the backboard. No good. Rebound down to Tri-Village. Half minute to go, first half. Rushi up five. Sagister on the bounce. Wants to take it to the rim. Can't get an opening. She's doubled. Still doubled. Squeezes off a pass. It's picked off by Borchers. Good intercept by her. Knocked out of bounds by Tri-Village. No, it's awarded to Tri-Village as the official changes the call. And head coach Paul Bremigen is beside himself.
I didn't see that one either.
18 ticks to go. First half. Rushi up five. Ball inbounded to Sagister at midcourt. Gets a high moving screen from Bennett. No call. Sagister gets kneed 35 feet away by Sherman.
Silly foul.
It is common. Team six, it's not shooting. 9.4 to go. Here is where you have to keep your eye closely on Gray and Sagister. You can't allow an open look from three. Richards is a good shooter as well. The ball goes inside the arc, fine, but don't let anyone get off a wide-open three. Ball inbounded by Tri-Village. Intercepted. Stolen on the play by Reese Gubo, who hustles down the floor, tries a driving shot, knocked away from behind by Tri-Village with 4.8 to go.
That was great hustle that time by Torrey Richards.
Richards with a standout defensive play to save a sure two. Rushi possession below the rim, 4.8 left, second quarter, 26-21 Rushi. Exciting game, a lot of energy here tonight. Girls contest at Tri-Village. Raiders inbounds in the right corner. 3-2-1 spin move in the paint. Shot and missed by Maya Monin. Tried to draw a two-shot foul. Officials didn't buy it. Good no call. Very little, if any, contact by Tri-Village. And the first half comes to a close. We've got a two-minute radio station break upcoming. Two-minute radio station break is upcoming. Many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Reese Meiring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie, a full-service accounting firm for you and your business, and the Shelby County Veteran Services Commission, vets helping vets get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North, 937-498-7282. Two-minute break time at Tri-Village in New Madison. Rushi 26, Tri-Village Girls 21 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch.
delicious. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Tri-Village on scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, your radio on the phone for high school sports, also joined by WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, simulcasting our games here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your radio on the radio.
A new underwriting sponsor, the Cell Phone Shop. Got a mobile phone glitch? We're the fix. The Cell Phone Shop, North Dayton, 2041 Harshman, off I-75. Take Needmore Road southeast. It extends right into Harshman Road. Mention Scores Broadcast. Get 15% off at the Cell Phone Shop on Harshman and North Dayton. We'll fix phones, tablets, PCs, game consoles, MacBooks, laptops, and more. We'll fix your phone while you wait. Even water damage, broken glass, charging port, digitizer, camera, speaker, unlock service. The most prompt and reliable cell phone repair in Western Ohio. The Cell Phone Shop. Needmore to 2041 Harshman in North Dayton. Diagnostics are free. No fix, no pay. Mention Scores Broadcast. Get 15% off at the Cell Phone Shop in North Dayton. 937-567-0878. 567-0878. Any make, any brand. If we can't fix it, no one can. Halftime report brought to you by AAG Inc., American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Chuck?
Well, I mean, if you look at the stats, Rushi's got the 5-point lead. They have an 17-12 overall rebounding advantage. They turned it 8 times in the first half. With the pressure that was on the free throw line, individual scoring, Tri-Village led Danny Gray with 8. Then they got 5 each from Riley Sagister. And then they scored 16 and 5, 21 for the first half. Rushi 11 from C.C. Borchers, terrific first half. 4 each from Simone Putoff and Kate Sherman. They got 2 from Ella Haney. They got 2 from Sophie Francis. They scored 10 and 16 and lead at 26-21 at the half.
Oh, Chuck, how about the defense by Rushi and Riley Sagister? What's that high-powered glue that you can get in the store? Gorilla glue.
Gorilla glue.
Oh, boy, they're putting the clamps on Riley.
Well, I mean, they had a blueprint watching what Loramie did last year in the tournament to her, and she's a tremendous basketball player.
Yes.
But she, tonight especially, she's having to do too much. She's got probably 6 of the 10 turnovers just trying to throw passes. Now, she has 2 or 3 really nice assists, but she's getting herself in trouble and trying to control the basketball too much. Wouldn't have that same problem if Morgan Hunt was in the game tonight.
Exactly. No Morgan Hunt, no Megan Downing. And Tri-Village, after an early lead of as many as, I think, 7, trails Rushi now by 5, 26-21 at the half. Our report here at the break brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAGinc.com. Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for
the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg, with remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Girls high school basketball tonight from here at Tri-Village. Rushi possession to start the third quarter. Raiders lead 26-21. Thanks to Bryant Billing, we've learned that 4 points separate the Fort Loramie boys and Fairlawn boys at the half at the Jets gym. And Botkins leads Minster, I think, by just, what was it, 3 points?
Three, yeah.
Three at the break.
I'm sure that Botkins just really having trouble being motivated.
A little hangover, maybe. Anyway, Fort Loramie leading Fairlawn, close game. And Botkins is ahead of Minster, close game, in boys action here tonight. Good start to the second half by both teams. Driving layup, Sagister for Tri-Village. After a Rushi field goal was netted, Chuck, by whom?
Kate Sherman. Nice play inside, went up strong.
Sherman and Sagister trade goals to start the third quarter. And we're still at a five-point deficit, 28-23. It was 26-21 at the halftime break. Good defense in backcourt. Sagister in trouble. In trouble. Makes a wild pass. Picked off by Sherman. Baseline right. Jump shot. Good! Reese Gubo switched it from 12.
Yeah, they got Sagister in trouble that time. Nobody came to help her.
Tri-Village starting to turn it over a little too much. In a pickle again. 30 feet away. Richards, a knee, though, from a Rushi player. Boy, she was hemmed. Rushi stuck out the leg. Common foul. Ball out of bounds to Tri-Village.
Got to put your foot on the sideline, and then that doesn't happen.
Oh, there you go. I like that. Good coaching, instructional technique.
I almost guarantee you Paul knows that, too.
Oh, yeah. 6:45 left, third quarter. Rushi now up 7. Long three ball. Torrey Richards, Tri-Village. No. Hit the back brace. Ricocheted out. Quickly forecourt right. Driving into the paint area. Rushi stopping, popping, and scoring. Good shot pumped in. Nice play by Reese Gubo. She's coming to life.
She looks solid on that one.
Rushi Raiders lead by 9. Here's Torrey Richards out of control into the lane area. Trying to thread the needle on a bounce pass. Tipped out by Rushi. Rushi's defense, Chuck, has got Tri-Village on the run.
Right. I mean, they're getting trapped, and nobody's coming around. When you get trapped, you got to run a half circle behind the person that's trapped. That's where you throw the ball. They're standing and watching.
Nearly 2 minutes gone. Third quarter, Tri-Village side court wants to throw it in. And Rushi, away from the action, is called for a hold. 9-point lead, Rushi.
6:15
left. 3
on putoff now.
3 on Simone?
Yep.
3 fouls on Simone putoff. 2 fouls on Rushi in this half. Rushi has mounted a 9-point lead. Tri-Village has scored only about 7 points in the last 9 or 10 minutes. Here's a bad pass by Tri-Village. Picked off by Rushi. Raiders down the floor into the right corner. Rushi's boxed in. Head coach Paul Bremingen gets a timeout.
Good timeout.
5:54 to go in the third. 32-23 Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But do you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit FRCOhio.org.
Drywall is done right the Reiman way. R-E-A-M-A-N, Reiman Drywall in Anna. Gives your home or business that clean, eye-catching, professional look. We offer drywall repair, patching, finishing, insulation, plastering, paint prep, and high customer satisfaction for homes and businesses. You'll benefit from the 20-year Reiman reputation. Reiman hangs your wallboard and installs your ceilings with exact precision. If you are within an hour from Shelby County and you need drywall work done, Reiman Drywall in Anna, just a call away, 937-538-0513, 538-0513. Drywall done right the Reiman way. Scrap for a loose ball. Tie-up ensues. Possession Tri-Village. And at a speedy pace, the Patriots rip their way down the floor, only to cough it up. Another jump ensues.
Right.
Arrow favors Rushi.
I think they called the foul on Torrey Richards. He fell right into the defender.
5.5 to go, third quarter. Rushi's built a 9-point lead. Tri-Village's offense, which got off to a hot start tonight, has been slowed down by Rushi's stingy D. Top of the circle, Elahaney dribbles, gives up the dribble. Passes on the play to Simone Putoff. Left-hand bounce into the lane. Below the foul stripe. Scores. Nice 10-footer Putoff.
Nice take right there. That's creating your own shot.
A little over 5 to go in the third. 11-point lead. Rushi Tri-Village in trouble. Richards at the timeline. There's a 5-second count. Oh, head coach Brad Gray gets a timeout at 4.9. of the 5 seconds.
Yeah, it was close.
5 minutes left in the third. 11-point lead, Rushi, on scoresbroadcast.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
It is Rushi 34, Dry Village 23. Rushi's defense has gotten a grip on this game, and Dry Village continues to dribble a bit too much. Here is Torrey Richards on the bounce at midcourt, deflected, stolen, quickly down the floor. C.T. Borchers up and in. Rushi on a roll ahead to 13. Midcourt, it is Richards, fires down into the right corner, intended for Delaney Gray, up into the first row. Out of bounds for Rushi. Well, Tri-Village, Chuck, without Morgan Hunt and without Megan Downing, is going to have to make a few threes. Here's Rushi beating pressure, quickly down the floor, good cross-court pass, driving shot at the goal, no good by Putoff, but a foul against Tri-Village.
What a terrific press break that was. They went three-quarter trap, and they threw three passes and got the shot for the foul.
I tell you what, Chuck, I'm seeing a lot of little things done right by Rushi tonight, which add up to a whole bunch.
Yeah, I mean, they've missed a lot of shots that they're not going to miss in most games, but they're still up 13 points.
Free throw put off in and out. Second shot is buried right on the button. 37-23, Rushi up 14. Tri-Village's Sagasser motors down the floor outside the arc. She's doubled. Got to give it up. Did. Got it back. Sagasser looking. Wants to shoot. But Rushi is on her like glue. And Riley Sagasser can't shake free. Here's Torrey Richards 30 feet away. Loops the pass to a teammate. Stolen. Picked off by Haney. Haney slides down the lane all the way to the rack. Lays it up. No good. Rebound pulled off the board on the play by Bella Black. Bella Black's got it, the 5'10 sophomore for Tri-Village. Makes a bad bounce pass to a teammate. Picked off on the play by Rushi. Here's Simone Putoff driving. Shot off the side of the glass. Rebound Raiders. Long three. Wide left by Gubo. Tri-Village has got it. 3:36 to go in the third. Left corner three, Delaney Gray. Bullseye! Delaney Gray on the money. 37-26. Rushi by 11, late third quarter. Dribbling toward the rim. Arching up a one-hander, Maya Monin. It skidded off the ring, no good. Rebound down to Tri-Village. Pace picking up again. Gray's got it 30 feet away. Wants to go down inside to teammate Bella Black. Black does get it. The 5'10 sophomore kicked out of bounds by the Raiders.
She knew she double dribbled. She dived, and then she put her hand to her head, and there was no call, so she threw a pass.
So she tipped it off to the ref, and it's still.
And still the ref didn't catch it.
It happens.
She's still smiling.
Again, we've got a great vantage point about 15 feet off the floor. Long three behind the screen. It is good by Riley Sagasser. She was almost out of bounds. The extreme left corner. And don't look now. There's that three ball from Tri-Village to close the Patriots within eight. 37-29. C.C. Borchers down the left side of the lane, flips it up with the left hand, and makes it. Good play.
She is becoming the complete basketball player.
Isn't she? Only a junior, C.C. Borchers, special player. 39-29, Rushi up 10. Open player, left corner. It is no good. Line drive, jump shot, but Caitlin Robinson hit the front side of the rim, then the far side. And bounded out of bounds. Foul called.
It's on Gray. She got tangled up, pulled her down.
Yep.
I'll tell you what, Delaney Gray last year, I was not impressed the couple times I saw her. She's become a pretty good basketball player.
Yep. Improvement significant. 10-point game, Rushi. 2:18 to go, third quarter. Press breaker. Bad pass, though. Tri-Village intercepts. Quickly down the floor to Gray. Gray gives it up to Sagister. Storms to the rim. All the way to the rack. Shot blocked. Foul against Rushi. No, it was Tori Richards who skipped to the goal. Good drive. She had an opening. Took off pell-mell. Foul against Rushi. Two free throws, Richards. 2:07 to go. Third quarter. 39-29 in favor of Rushi. Torrey's first of two. Swish. 39-30. Rushi up nine. Biggest lead was at least a dozen.
13.
Second shot. Torrey Richards. Couple bounces. Up. Good. 39-31. Rushi. You're right, Chuck. At the four-minute mark, third quarter, Rushi led to 13. Quickly down the floor, Ella Haney. Bounce pass low on the right to Gubo. Below the rim, good over guarding by Tri-Village, which nearly forces a turnover. Ball out of bounds below the basket to Rushi. Playmaker Maya Monin. Minute 58 to go, third quarter. Rushi up eight. Maya Monin lobbing into the lane. Caught by Sophie Francis. Dribbled it, and that caused a turnover. It was stolen.
Don't put the ball on the floor. Shoot it.
Got to go up right there. Here's Sagister. Juggling her way down the floor, nearly turned it over. Gave it up behind the arc to Gray. Back to Richards. Near side pass, Sagister. On the bounce with the left hand into the corner. Flips it behind her to Robinson, who pumps it in. Wow. 39-34. Gray, Sagister, and Robinson have hit three balls in the last 90 seconds. And Rushi's 13-point lead is shaved to five. Great girls' games tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victor's Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorishealth.com/radio. That's V-I-C-T-R-E-S-S health.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
And thanks so much to Victorious Health in Anna, fine underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Victorious Health and Wellness, receive online care at victorishealth.com. That's Victorious, V-I-C-T-R-E-S-S. You are treated individually with functional medicine. Rushi's lead has been whittled to five. A minute to go in the third quarter. Driving through the paint area. C.C. Borchers left it short. No good. Rebound down to Tri-Village. Sagister on the go. This is a dangerous three-point shooting team, Tri-Village, especially with Megan Downing and Morgan Hunt not playing. There's a travel by Sagister, not called. And Sagister then gives it up just in time before it might have been whistled. Threw it to Tori Richards, who gunned it from long range. It caromed off the ring out of bounds in the right corner.
Yeah, she traveled and she also shoved off.
I mean, I agree. But Rushi got a reprieve because the shot was eventually missed. Raiders possession down five is Tri-Village. Rushi in front, 39-34. 36 seconds to go, third quarter. Midcourt, here's the pinch, but Tri-Village. Rushi gets the pass away. One, two, bounces inside to Sherman, who muffed it.
All by herself, couldn't catch the pass.
30 seconds to go, third quarter. Tri-Village on a rush. Sagister down the floor, stops, drives to the rim. Good! Heck of a driving layup. 39-36. Rushi up only three. Player left end guarded. Into the corner, Gubo. Hands off to a teammate. Jump shot put off, no good. Rebound, Haney up and in. Ella Haney sticks it through. Rushi up five. 5 seconds left. Sagister, top of the circle, foul line. 16-footer, no. And the third quarter finishes and it was hectic. Frenzied pace in the third. Rushi clings to the five-point lead after being up 13. 41-36 Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or on griddled bread. Tomahawk, Brookins wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
Well, Chuck, how about that? Even Steven, third quarter.
Well, Rushi scored early, and Tri-Billy scored late, and they ended up scoring 15 points apiece in the quarter.
There you go. 41-36, Rushi up five. We begin play here in the fourth. Open player, Reese Gubo, left alone in the corner, missed it strong. Weak side rebound, pulled down by Sherman. Right back to Gubo for three. Swish! Gubo missed the first, not the second. Big three-point goal by her. Good hustle offensive rebound by Kate Sherman. 44-36. Rushi up eight. Sagister between two players. Takes a wild bounce pass for Robinson. And out of bounds, it trickles. Rushi possession. Three-quarter court pressure by Tri-Village, which trails by eight. 7:20 left in the fourth. Here's a sloppy pass by Rushi over the top of pressure, picked off by Tri-Village. Down to Sagister. Shot fake from 30. Gives it up to Robinson. Her three-point ball deflected on the play by the Raiders, who got it. Rushi's got the numbers. 4-on-3. Pull up Jay. Short. Skid it off the rim. Missed by Gubo. Body flopped to the floor. Foul against Tri-Village. This down went Simone put off. 44-36, Rushi up eight. After Tri-Village had cut it to five at the quarter's end. Ball inbounded, deep right corner, CC Borchers looks for Sherman, can't find her. Kicked on the play by Tori Richards. Sagister for Tri-Village has got how many, Chuck?
She's got 12. Gray's got 11. And they got eight out of Robinson.
Sagister, big 7-point third quarter. Ball thrown in by Rushi to Haney. Haney foul line. Spin move of the paint.
There we go.
Oh, banked it down.
What we've been waiting for right there.
Ella Haney, good herky-jerky move in the paint. And hit the window right in the middle above the backboard, or I should say above the rim, and in it went. 10-point lead for Rushi. Not for long, not for long. Delaney Gray, 23-foot three-pointer from the right flank.
Well, I'm going to go old school and tell you that's a Lynn Shackleford arch on that shot from the corner.
46-39. Rushi's lead is 7. 6:14 to go in the fourth. Ball thrown into Sherman. Sherman around Bennett. Goes up and under. Foul. Foul against Tri-Village. Bella Black trying to defend. Hooked her. And Sherman's got a couple free ones.
Kate might have got away with a little bit of a travel before the bump. But we'll go to the free throw line.
I'll agree with you. Two foul shots. Sherman got it. 47-39. Rushi up 8. 6:09 to go in the fourth. Heck of a girls game tonight on scoresbroadcast.com and WMBR 105.5 TAM FM. That one's in and out. No good. Rebound down to Black. Black of Tri-Village. Backcourt to Richards. Right hand, left hand, dribbling. High dribble. Against Borchers, 30 feet away. Here comes the hedge. Richards at midcourt. Yeah, the pass is tipped. Sherman swipes it. Sherman driving layup. Good! 49-39, Rushi but 10. Boy, the overplay, the hedging by Rushi, giving Tri-Village fits.
Well, they jump him in the corner. You can't throw that cross-court pass.
Here's Tagus through straight-on look from 28 feet. No good. High off the flange. Rebound in the lane by Bella Black. Goes up and under and draws the two-shot foul. 5'10 sophomore Black at the stripe. Two free throws coming. 5:31 to go here in the fourth. 49-39. Rushi up 10. Foul shot Black short. Looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Osgood Bank has got you covered. Whether you are a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or you need cash out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Fast, friendly service at Osgood.
Wow.
Bella Black missed both free throws, and Rushi came down the floor quickly, went right inside to Kate Sherman, who dropped in a six-footer right in front.
Just a great entry pass that time by Haney.
Here's Riley Sagister motoring all over the floor, tries to start a drive from 25 feet away, bumping foul against Rushi. 51-39 Raiders, 5:08 to go here in the fourth. Osgood Bank and Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com. If you're looking to buy, build, or refinance, check with Osgood. Low interest rates at the moment. Here is Sagister wanting to throw in below the rim, and she's got to use a timeout. 51-39 Rushi, 5:08 to go in the fourth. Chuck will keep it right here. Steven, Ted's, and Anna, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. At Steven, Ted's, we service, repair, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems, and we offer complete plumbing and electrical services. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steven, Ted's in 2002, quickly building a great reputation for quality products and very good prices. We'll make your budget deliver energy and cost savings for years to come. Flexible finance options, too, at Steve and Ted's, 8315 State Route 119 West in Anna. Phone 419-628-2645. 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, proud to offer only the finest heating and cooling products. And again, flexible finance programs available at Steve and Ted's. Good little spurt by Rushi, first 3 minutes, fourth quarter, Chuck, to move that five-point edge after three periods up to a dozen.
Now they had a nice run again. They've had two. Now they got to sustain.
Inbounding below the rim, it's Bella Black for Tri-Village. Kicked out of bounds by the Raiders. It's side court now. Sagister is the playmaker. She looks to enter. Goes on the arc to Richards. Richards dribbles through the top of the circle. Wants to maneuver down the lane. Off balance. Shovels it. Left hand. Deflected by Rushi. Great D. Ball comes off the backboard in an odd angle. Raiders track it down. Quickly up the floor. It's Gubo off to Sherman. Low on the right. Oh, she took a body block from a Tri-Village player. No call.
Wow.
Shot missed. That was a two-shot foul for certainty. Here is Sagister out of control. She got bumped, no call. Quickly, two-on-two break. In the lane, shot put up a porch, is no good. Foul on the rebound coming up against Tri-Village. Rushi following its shots. And towing the stripe is C.C. Borchers with two.
I think Sagister just looks tired right now, and it comes from having to almost do everything out here tonight.
Exactly. No Morgan Hunt, no Megan Downing tonight for the Tri-Village Patriots. Two young ladies averaging about 29 points between them and about 12.5 rebounds between them. One of two free throws made by Rushi. Who dropped in the one shot?
Borchers.
C.C. Borchers connects on one of a pair. And then Sagister goes flying down the floor. Fouled by Rushi, not in the act of shooting, although she got to the paint. 4:21 to go, fourth quarter. 52-39, Rushi up 13. Ball lobbed into Black, knocked away by Sherman into backcourt. Tracked down by Richards. Scattered floor. Richards in the paint to Delaney Gray in the right corner. Can't get it off. Back to Richards. Richards, Gray, Sagister, they want to shoot the three. Here is a loose ball midcourt. Almost stolen by Rushi. Traced down by Sagister. Spots up. Then tries to go underneath the arm of a Rushi player from 10 feet away and draws a two-shot foul. Cleverly done.
Yeah, I tell you what, Francis was doing a good job on her, and then she left her feet and allowed her to get the ball into the... She took the fake and let her get into the lane.
Yep, sure did. Free throw, Riley Sagister, swish. 52-40.
Pretty much put an X in your circle if you're keeping the scorebook when Sagister goes to the free throw line.
Yep. 82% or 83% foul shooter is Riley, left-hander. Both of them good, dead center. 52-41, Rushi, which had led by 13. They had a 13-point lead midway third period. 3:52 to go in the fourth. 1-2-3 passes by the Raiders. They break the press. Baseline left, open jump shooter. It is in and out by Simone Putoff. Did everything but go in. And we got a loose ball below the basket, knocked out of bounds by Tri-Village. Not given to Rushi, the officials confer, and the call sticks.
He said he was sure. Well, I'll tell you what, he missed the call. Whether he was sure or not, he missed the call.
Oh, my. Well, we've had the officials get together, talk about some decisions tonight. That's good. But like you go to New York and still get it wrong. Here's a bad pass on the play by Tri-Village. Rushi stole it. That might have been a walk on Borchers.
Travel.
Big time shuffle in the lane, but got the shot to go. No call. 54-41. There's that 13-point spread. Sagister down the paint.
Wow.
Looping runner, left hand, floats it in. Sagister. Boy, she's a magician. She'll make a variety of shots. 54-43. Rushi gets the pressure. They throw it away. Long pass down the floor to Robinson. In the lane. Hand off to Sagister. Sagister 30 feet out, lets it fly, short. And here's the follow to the rim, good box out on the play by Haney for Rushi. Long throw down the floor. Jump shot, Raiders, that might have been ill-advised. No good from the left wing.
Way too early.
Tri-Village with the ball, 2.5 to go in the fourth. Sagister again, another floater, every inch of the rim, every inch of the rim, good! Feather-like touch. 9-point game. Rushi breaks pressure. Low on the left, wild shot, high off the glass. Rebound Raiders, jump, arrow, favors Tri-Village. Momentum swinging.
Well, they're not getting steals out of their press, but they're making Rushi play too fast and take really bad shots.
Exactly. Timeout called. I believe it's going to be Rushi possession, not Tri-Village. We're all the way down to 2:19 to go here in the fourth. 9-point lead by the Raiders over Tri-Village. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike and Jackson Center, does it all and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins. Medications packaged by day and time. Walk-in vaccine through Friday. The take-home test for the coronavirus available from 32 Monday to Friday. Closed 1 to 2 for lunch. Open 10 to 1 on pharmacy and wellness. Phone 937-596-8100. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center. In-store shopping, curbside pickup, doing everything well to keep you well. No, it is Tri-Village's ball. Tori Richards out of control, out of control. She goes zooming down the floor and commits an offensive foul. That's big.
I've not seen any of these officials before, and with any luck, I won't see them again.
There have been some shaky calls both ways.
Oh, yeah, absolutely both ways. That, to me, right there, that was a block.
2:08 to go in the game. Rushi Hedman, 9, 54-45. Raiders, forecourt to the right. Haney, top of the key. Gives it up right corner to Sherman. Ball looped out back to Gubo. Raiders play keep away. nearly stolen by Tori Richards. She does get it. She's on the floor. And then Rushi jumps into the pile and fouls.
That's 1-1. Tori Richards with a 1-1. And this 1-1, Chuck, was produced by terrific Tori Hustle.
Wow.
The lead is 9 for the Raiders. Hardly secure. That's just 3 threes for Tri-Village from being tied. They shoot it so well. But Richards blows the free throw, the front end, badly. Rebound down to Sherman. Rushi's got it. Minute 40 to go. Tri-Village has beaten Rushi 5 times last 4 years. Raiders looking for their first win over Tri-Village. No Megan Downing, no Morgan Hunt tonight for Tri-Village. Rushi fouled. 1-1 situation upcoming. Simone put off at the stripe for the Big Blue. 2 dribbles. She pumps it and drains it. That's big. The lead goes to 10. Well, when you play Tri-Village, Chuck, you think of a deficit in terms of how many three-point baskets.
Yeah,
second shot's good. The lead's 11. That's 4 threes.
And you throw Hunt into that mix. He's a heck of a three-point shooter also.
Yes, indeed. No Morgan Hunt, no Megan Downing tonight for Tri-Village, which is down 11. Minute 26 to go in the game. Sagister backs up. Long, long 29-footer off to the right. Long rebound to Laney Gray. Tri-Village still has it to Richards. Sagister shot fake on the arc. Still in the bounce. Retreat, shoots it again. Hits it! 30-footer! Boy, she kept backing up and backing up and buried it. 56-48. Tri-Village within 8. 58 seconds to go. Forecourt right, it's Reese Gubo. Down inside to Sherman. Powers to the rim. She's got it. Scattered floor. Floor was broken. Tri-Village lost its defensive integrity. And Sherman got the field goal. Here's a swipe of steal by Sherman. In backcourt, gives it off to Borchers. Borchers up the left side. Half minute to go in the game. 58-48, Rushi. Dribbling. Simone put off. Goes to Sherman in the post. Spins, ducks under. Banks it down. Kate Sherman coming on like gangbusters here at the close. 60-48, Rushi. Straight away, Tori Richards, shot fake, dives into the lane, right down the pike to the rim, no good off the flange, rebound Raiders, 8 seconds to go. Backcourt it goes to the Raiders, Gubo, across the timeline, she'll dribble it out, and that's it. The Rushi Raiders, for the first time after 5 defeats in a row to Tri-Village, knock them off tonight. Here in New Madison, 60-48. Tri-Village playing without 2 of its stalwarts, 2 of its top 3 best players without question. Megan Downing and Morgan Hunt. And Rushi defeats Tri-Village by a dozen points, 60-48. We've got a 2-minute radio station break upcoming. 2-minute break upcoming in just a moment. You know, we're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins, and those who come to us from towns all around Maine and Botkins, known at noon and at night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal at Meyer's. Breakfast starts at 6. Omelets are popular. Steak, just $12.50. Proud to be a local casual hangout and welcome you for any meal of the day at Meyer's Tavern in Botkins. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. Phone 271-693-8271. Place your carryout order from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. We bet you will not find better.
2-minute break up Gillage. Good girls game tonight here in New Matters on Score.
Insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Brushy is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry. Online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
The 60, Tri-Village 48, Fine Girls Contest, entertaining, exciting game. Three-point baskets, a lot of pressure defense. There were some turnovers. A lot of ebb at 13. Behold, Tri-Village would shave it right back down to 5 and get within striking range. And then Rushi with a spurt, beating the press in the last 3 minutes to widen it out to 12, 60-48. Jackson Center Pro Hardware now in Greenville, 2 at 418 South Broadway. Call Darren in this new Greenville location. You can phone Darren at this number, 330-524-3984. Jackson Center Pro Hardware now in Greenville. And anyway, don't forget your local Pro Hardware store, DeWalt Power Tools, through the middle of this month, plus 11% off solid wood cabinets with soft closed doors and drawers. And your Pro Hardware stores in Jackson Center and Greenville can get you beautiful white shaker cabinets in only 3 days. Like us on Facebook, Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center, a new location, 418 South Broadway in Greenville. Special prices and professional service at your Pro Hardware stores. Chuck, a look at scoring and who wins the Clancy's Awards tonight.
Well, on the Tri-Village side, they had 4 people score. Riley Sagister had 21. She scored 16 in the second half. 14 from Gray, 8 from Robinson, and 5 from Tori Richards. They scored 48 for the game. Rushi on the other side, 18 from CeCe Borchers and 17 from Kate Sherman. They got 7 from Reese Gubo. I thought had a terrific game.
Yep.
Players of the game, I know it's a long drive for them, but I'm going to give one to Riley Sagister for Tri-Village on the other side.
And wow, Sagan point second half.
Yeah, she did. And then team.
Clancy's Waltzy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Those are a hit. All you can eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fan.
Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Gene, too. Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy, phone ahead at 492-8820. $7, complete breakfast under $4.
was 17-14 at the half. That's the last score we did receive. It may be over now. Fort Loramie did defeat Fairlawn 54-34 here tonight at Tri-Village. Rushi won the preliminary game, the JV tilt, and Rushi won the varsity game by a dozen. Thanks to our anchor sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney's Sydney Tire, and Best One Tire. Our next presentation, Thursday night, Fort Loramie girls at Botkins. Again, approximate airtime around, well, after 7. Could be a little before 7. All depends on how freshman and junior varsity games go beforehand.
Right.
For our radio station audience, for our online stats, color, on-site engineer, she girls have 2-5-1, defeating Tri-Village 60-48 on scoresbroadcast.com
and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.